T.J. Rock Rockwell sat on the tiny balcony and stared out into the dark night. He absently swirled the whiskey in his glass and wondered what in the hell he was doing with his life. He'd woken up an hour ago and couldn't get back to sleep. That was nothing new. But instead of dreaming about the faces of the men, women, and children he'd killed while in the service of his country, he couldn't get Milena out of his head. It was thoughts of her that woke him and drove him out of bed. She'd gotten home from her shift at the rehab facility where they'd met, and when she'd asked how his day had been, he'd jumped down her throat.
"How do you think my day's been?" he'd snarled. "I'm stuck here in this fucking apartment instead of being at Fort Benning with my team. The goddamn psychiatrist won't release me back to active duty, and I'm tired of sitting around doing nothing."
Silence had greeted his outburst. Milena had looked at him for a long moment, sorrow and confusion in her beautiful blue eyes. Finally, she'd asked, "Why are you so angry?" He'd had a nightmare about that look on her face not too long after he'd gone to bed. There were plenty of reasons why he was angry, and not one of them was Milena's fault. When TJ had woken up in the hospital in Germany after almost dying in an explosion, he'd found out that his entire squad had been murdered. Because he'd trusted the wrong person, because he'd taken his attention off his teammates. He'd wanted to go back to Afghanistan and kill as many terrorists as he could, but the doctors in the VA hospital had sent him to the States instead, to Austin, Texas, in a world-renowned rehabilitation hospital. His first day there, TJ had met Milena. She was younger than him by a few years, blonde and always so perky. It had annoyed him at first, but the longer he was there and the more he got to know her, the more she'd appealed to him. One of the things he liked about her was her willingness to do whatever was needed. A patient needs pain meds, she immediately stopped what she was doing and got them, even if it wasn't her patient. When one of her fellow nurses needed to take a day off, Milena volunteered to take her shift. And it wasn't that she was a pushover. She wasn't. It was obvious she simply enjoyed doing things for others. Most people he met had some sort of hidden agenda. Not Milena. She was nice. Genuinely nice. She didn't look for what people could do for her, but what she could do for them. TJ hadn't met many people in his lifetime like her. He'd found himself looking forward to talking to her when she came on shift. She smiled all the time and generally made him forget some of the awful shit he'd done while serving on his Special Forces team. He missed his friends and teammates more than he'd ever thought possible. As a sniper, he worked alone more times than not in high-stress situations, but his team had always been there for him. In return, he was responsible for keeping them safe while they carried out their missions. He was their eye in the sky. TJ wasn't proud of his kill rate, one of the highest in the entire army, he'd been told. He didn't mind killing men so much. It was the women and children who got to him. In his mind, they were as much victims in the horrible fight against terrorism as anyone else, forced to carry bombs to try to blow up American and British checkpoints, or taught as young as 2 years old that all foreign soldiers were the enemy. Shutting off that line of thinking before he got sucked down into the black pit in his mind, TJ tried to turn his thoughts back to Milena. He'd been in the rehab hospital for 4 months, recovering from the wounds he'd received on that fateful day. 4 months during which he'd gotten to know Milena. They'd both flirted and teased, and more, and when she'd found out he had no place to go when he was released, she'd offered to let him stay with her until he was back on his feet. That was 2 months ago, and he was still at her apartment. From that first night, he'd shared a bed with the generous and giving Milena. At first, it had been idyllic. The lovemaking was off the charts good. TJ hadn't ever felt about a woman the way he did Milena. She was adventurous and up for anything he wanted to try. They'd had sex on every surface of her apartment. The wall, the couch, the kitchen table, the shower, the coffee table, the sink in the guest bathroom, even the balcony one night when they were both drunk and their inhibitions were down.